Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. Welcome to another weekend, and welcome to the first day of striped bass, rockfish trophy, big fish season, and welcome to the first day of the Maryland wild turkey season, spring gobbler, as it were. And we know that many of you are in your vehicles, headed to the boat dock, headed to the charter boat, headed to the woods to check out the turkeys. And, well, if you're on the road, give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let us know what you're doing today. Hey, maybe you're just going perch fishing. I don't care. If you're headed out there, we want to talk to you. So, you know, we've got one of the biggest outdoor days on the calendar here in the spring with the rockfish season and the turkey season opening up at the same day. Isn't that amazing? And here I am, stuck behind a microphone, looking through the glass at Tom Turkey Brian Farlow over there to take your calls as we begin the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Interesting week, medical week. Went to the good old urologist for the annual checkup on Monday. And I want to warn you folks about something. You better cover up while you're out there in the outdoors. 60 years of being out there has led to a couple of little things that are early warning signs of skin cancer. And so Tuesday I went and had what do they call skin doctor? What do they call those people? Dermatologist. Yes, she removed some derma from my face. Six places. You've got to watch for little irregular spots, a little pimple or sore that won't heal. Maybe something, if you shave it, it gets sore and won't heal up. A little patch here, a little patch there. I had six little places hit with minus 300 degree nitrogen. Yeah, under pressure. They spray this stuff on your face. Stings like hell. But I'll tell you what, it could save your life, you know. So make sure you examine yourself. If you got, like I said, a little something that won't heal. Might happen to have a spot above my eyebrow, one on my corner of my right eye, one on my temple on the left side. And that, you know, I'm on the road all the time. And, you know, that sun beating in the window just cooks the side of your face. But I also had a couple spots on the right side. So we all matched up, three for three. I look like a Dick Cheney shooting victim with a couple little spots. But you know what? It'll go away. And all those nasty little cancer cells have been fried by liquid nitrogen. So we've been a lot of places. This week, we've been talking to a lot of folks and spreading the word about the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and we're glad to do that. Our Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefits coming up on May 30th at Westminster Martins. We've been putting out the flyers and talking to folks, and I'll tell you, we've got some great, great things in to use for our silent auction and our raffles and our live auction. You might want to check our Facebook page. That's MD Hunting Coalition. And the website, too, MD Hunting Coalition. We put our latest news up there. We put our perspective on our performance in the General Assembly. Great things that we've done as far as stopping bad legislation, repealing some bad legislation, and our signature initiative on strict liability for the waterfowl hunters up there as well. So check that out on our webpage, and we would appreciate that. Anybody would like to come to our dinner, there's a way there. You can pick up your tickets. There's a 3-for-1 ticket deal. You buy a ticket and spend $100, you're going to get $300 worth of raffle tickets, over 80 chances to win. And you can see that on the website, mdhuntingcoalition.com. We want to welcome a new sponsor, Jim Schillinger at Pop and Gina and the boys down at Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. Why don't I tell you about it right now? If you like gardening, of course, you want to go to Schillinger, Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses, I was there the other day. They're absolutely packed full with beautiful plants and flowers. They've got annuals by the pack or the flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. You know, we talk about flowers and plants, and you say, why would a garden center want to you know, want to advertise on the old Outdoorsman radio show. Well, they know that we have a record of dependability. Jimmy's a hunter. He's a great waterfowl shooter. And I'll tell you what, he's hurting right now with a bad shoulder, hurting bad with a bad shoulder. So, you know, we are always willing to talk to folks that are in hunting business, that are in businesses that are run by hunters. And Papa John's has all the vegetable plants, too. They've got starter plants, ready plants for your home garden, tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon, cantaloupe, 10 varieties of hot peppers at least, and herbs as well. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97. That's exit 12-8029 New Cut Road in Severn. Drive right up to the greenhouses like I did the other day. Jimmy was out there working. You can make your selections, or you can give him a call and have them pull the plants for you if you want. That phone number, 410-969-5909. You think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden or your church. That's right. Mother's Day is coming too, May 10th. You might want to check that out. That number again, 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every single day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. So anyway, We did the medical thing, and we traveled all across the state from Hancock all the way out to up to the Upper Eastern Shore, the lower Southern Maryland, and we've met with folks in business and all across the state, and it's been just wonderful. They're hearing our message that the Maryland Hunting Coalition is out there standing up for hunters, and you turkey hunters out there, you know, take a look at our website and join. We've reached out to the Wild Turkey Federation. We've reached out to the bow hunters. We've reached out to the trappers. We've reached out to the local clubs like Baltimore County Game and Fish. We've reached out to Western Maryland guys and all the clubs out there. Southern Maryland, we've had some great successes in Southern Maryland, and those guys down there understand what we've done in Southern Maryland as far as having Newtown Neck, 758 acres of state park opened up to hunting this past season, and now they're open for spring gobbler season. You have to, you know, one of those reserve your space deals, but we were pretty tickled with that. We don't do anything for the fishermen, but, you know, we're all in this together. Fishermen and hunters they both enjoy the outdoors, and they both want to be represented, but the fishermen, you guys need to get your own group, so. Anyway, let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. I was there yesterday. They were busy getting ready for rockfish season. We talked about some of the new stuff coming up for hunting season. They've got some great bows in from Hoyt. That's their new bow. They've got some Matthews and Mission compound bows, the Barnett crossbow, the great camouflage gear, the AVNX turkey decoys. They were flying out of there yesterday. So was the rockfish tackle. All the bucktails, the custom bucktails, and the the parachute lures, the umbrella rigs. People were getting line wound on the reels. I mean, Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, and Kent Island's largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies right there on Kent Island. Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. Just take that exit, and Chesapeake Outdoors is right there. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500. If it's rockfish, if it's turkeys, if it's any kind of fishing or hunting or crabbing, stop at Chesapeake Outdoors. Do what I do. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road. Hey, we have a caller on the air. Let's see. Let's talk to Tom O'Connell, Fisheries Director. Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
Doing great, Alan. How are you doing?
Good. You headed out turkey hunting today?
Yes, I am. As soon as I get off this call, I'm going to wake up Tommy, and we're going to jump in the woods.
Hey, Tommy had a great youth day, didn't he?
Wow, it was awesome. He got his first turkey, a really nice one, and
yep.
I tell you what, it was a lot of high-fiving going on.
You think? Well, Tommy's a good kid. I mean, we've had his picture in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly a couple times with squirrels and, you know, had his first deer in there, I think, the last issue. Now we're going to put his turkey in there.
Oh, he'll be excited. He loves seeing that, Alan.
And one of our guests not too long ago, Matt Sell, I know, fisheries biologist from up in Western Maryland, showed up and did some of the calling while you and Tommy sat together, is what I heard.
He sure did, and I don't know who was more excited, Matt or Tommy.
I hear you. Well, Tom, you called in for a specific purpose today, and we are anxious to get to that announcement with the opening day of rockfish season. What do you have to tell us?
Yeah, so like I said, it's opening day, and everyone looks forward to today. Really happy to announce something that I know you have put a lot of time in, as well as Bill Miles over the years. And it's the Governor Hogan, has agreed to put forth a new award for striped bass. It's called the Governor's Striped Bass Conservation Award. And it's for those anglers who are able to catch a 40-inch plus striped bass, but instead of keeping it, they're willing to release it for tomorrow. For tomorrow meaning let that fish spawn this year and give it another opportunity for another angler to catch it someday.
Wow.
To recognize that contribution, he's agreed to give a governor's certificate for anybody that does that. It's
so
pretty exciting.
It is exciting. So our striped bass limit is 28 to 36 inches. They've got to be between that, that, and then there's a slot from 36 to 40 inches where the fish have to go back. Now, 40 inches is qualifies any angler for the Maryland Fishing Challenge.
That's correct. We've had an award where if you have caught and capped a 40-inch striped bass, you do get recognized by the Department of Natural Resources. You get put into the Maryland Fishing Challenge contest in September.
Right.
And are eligible to win prizes.
And there's also that catch and release category that applies to that 40-inch rockfish as well, right?
That's correct. You know, there is also an award for catch and release, but we're trying to elevate the awareness, and the governor has agreed to provide a governor's certificate from this time going forward. And as you know, and I think you may have discussed last week with one of our biologists, Harry Hornick, the striped bass population, while still very healthy, has recently been declining. And this is another effort to raise awareness on the importance of those large striped bass, recognizing that about 80% of the population along the entire Atlantic coast come into the Chesapeake Bay to spawn.
That's true. That's absolutely true. So let's just redo this one more time, and I'll let you go for the anglers out there that are headed to the dock today. They can catch and kill a 40-inch fish if they like. And if they do, fine and dandy. They can take it home, they can stake it up, they can eat it, do whatever they want with it. And a fish over 40 inches qualifies for the Angler Award in the Maryland Fishing Challenge. That's aspect number one. But number two, if they are conservation-minded, and I know there are veterans out there who've caught 40-inch rockfish before, and maybe bigger. Maybe they've got a 40-inch fish on the wall. Why do you need another one? It's fine. It's like, you know, hey, I shot another 8-point this year. Okay, good. You did that. But you can have an opportunity now not only to release that fish and be conservation-minded about it, but now you will receive a signed governor's certificate when all the shouting's done and the season's over and the record has been kept that you've caught and released a 40-inch rockfish for conservation purposes, basically.
That's correct.
Did I say that right?
Okay. And just for anyone that may be out there getting ready to put a rod in, they catch one, and want to know how to do it is if you catch one over 40 inches today, take a picture against a ruler,
right,
and bring it into one of the 70 award centers located throughout the state, and they're all listed on our website.
Right.
And they'll certify that catch and give you information to send into us, and you're in it to win it then.
You're in it to win it. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Doing a great job with the Fishery Service, and I've always appreciated your leadership there. The folks on the boots on the ground, biologists, and the guests that we have here on the show are always highly professional, and I know that everyone has the best interest of the resources in mind. And this is just another key to making people aware that how great fishing is here in Maryland, and the fact that we have a sustainable fishery and they can do their part to help. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Well, thanks a lot, Alan, and thanks a lot and congratulations to a great first session with the Maryland Hunting Coalition. I know I work within the department, and I learned a lot of what's going on just by following your Facebook page and And just thanks a lot for all you do.
Well, as I'll just give a little little plug out there. We put Tommy's picture on there last Saturday. Probably the most likes we've ever had on one post in the Facebook page.
And awesome.
Yeah, and a lot of nice comments from folks all around the state. So greatly greatly appreciate you sharing that picture with me, and tell Tommy we said hello.
All right, hopefully I'll send you a picture here soon.
I hope so. Good luck out there.
All right, take care, Alan.
See you, Tom. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Here he goes. All right. Well, let's talk to Chuck in Hempstead, and then we must take a break. Chuck, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good.
Good. What's going on?
I'm on my road to go after Mr. Tom this morning.
Now, that was Mr. Tom that was on the phone. Is that the guy you mean?
No, Tom Gobbler.
Oh, Tom Gobbler. Oh, I got you. Okay. You keep sending me those trail camera pictures. was that a surprise to see that big Tom Turkey in there strutting?
Yes and no. I mean, I've got turkey all year long, on camera. But it's the first time I had one that close to it strutting.
Yeah. Well, get in there and get quiet and do your tree call, and let's wait for one to fly down and come into range today.
I hope so. I'm going to have to use my crossbow.
Oh, crossbow. Wonderful. That would be cool. I'd like to see you get one.
So would I. Be my first.
I stopped by out in Queen Anne's County yesterday. I finally got the deer that I shot in Queen Anne's County in the January season, that big buck. I finally got the meat out of the freezer and delivered that yesterday. And I was coming out the lane, and from the other side of the road into the property where I shot the deer, there walked a turkey. Now, it was a big bird, but I think it was a hen. I think it was a big mature hen. She was all by herself. I saw no beard, no, not even a hint of a beard. So I mean, it was such a big bird, I thought it was at least a Jake, but nope, I couldn't tell anything. So there it went into that property. I'm thinking, man, I got to call the folks and see if they'll let me hunt turkeys up there.
Well, I was up at the property on Thursday.
Yeah.
And the property owner said at 9:30 in the morning, he heard one gobbling down by my stand.
Hey, there you go. Stick it out all morning till you can't be there anymore. So just stay there the whole day and see what happens, because they'll make the route. You know, they'll make the circle and they'll come right back there.
Yep. And I'll be waiting for them.
Yep, I hope so. Good luck out there, Chuck.
Thanks a lot. Talk to you later.
Yeah, Matty, thanks for the call. See ya. There's a great supporter of the Maryland Hunting Coalition right there, Chuck from Hempstead. He's shown up a couple times on just to witness our testimony down in Annapolis. So we greatly appreciate that. So listen, if you like seafood, our buddy Bill down at NBS Seafood. I've got so many sponsors. I love it. You gotta love this. NBS Seafood. They're located at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie. 1223 Dorsey Road, right beside Jim Donnie RV. They're stocked with live, wild-caught Louisiana crawfish, or Louisiana crawfish. They've got some andouille sausage. They've got gator sausage, gator tail meat, and live Louisiana crabs. And they even have a few Maryland crabs starting to show up. Now, listen, you take some redskin potatoes and some corn on the cob, and you take some of that NBS Seafood seasoning, and you have yourself a boil, an old-fashioned Cajun boil with all that stuff. You throw that andouille sausage in there, you throw those red skin potatoes in there, that gator tail meat, the crawfish. Good, good stuff. NBS Seafood carries fresh wild-caught catfish fillets in 5-pound bags for just $45. They've got jumbo Gulf shrimp. You can throw those in the boil, too. Scallops and a variety of other seafood items. They even have the spice to make your seafood taste great. Stop by and see NBS Seafood. The number to call is 410-271-3202. Now, here's their hours. Thursday, Friday, Mondays from 2 to 7. Saturday from 10 to 7. That's today. And Sunday from noon to 5. Got that? NBS Seafood will accept Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and they even take cash if you have two forms of ID. If you have any question, please call 410-271-3202. I was just kidding about the two forms of ID. NBS stands for No Bull Stuff Seafood. This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bed liners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bed liner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bed liner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, have you enjoyed decoy collecting and great wildlife art? Work. Well, waterfowl hunting or a scenic walk along the Chesapeake Bay, it's time for the 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Hobbit of Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening, that's May 1st, Saturday, May 2nd, and Sunday, May 3rd. Admission is only $10 for the whole weekend. There'll be carving competitions, a silent auction, an outdoor hunting show featuring community and nonprofit organizations. 100 artists, featuring decoy artists, wildlife artists, photographers. They'll all be on hand with hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services, too. The family-friendly festival has great food and lots to see and do. Free shuttle buses run between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Hobbit of Grace Decoy Museum, May 1st, 2nd, 3rd. For more information, visit www. That stands for World Wide Web. And then you put a dot down, decoymuseum.com. Or call 410-939-3739. We'll see you at the Decoy Festival.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. Join me weeknights from 7 to 10 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yes, indeedy. Riders in the Sky. We saw those guys. They're still performing together. Same guys for like 200 years. They are great to go to a live show and see them. Yeah, they were performing in Gettysburg, and we went to see them. So, yep, good guys. Good guys. Riders in the Sky. All right. Look, this isn't a Maryland story, but it caught my attention. And when I tell you about it, you'll see why. Maybe you read about it, maybe you didn't. So this guy's in Georgia, and there's an armadillo coming up on the property. And he says, I got to get rid of that thing. Armadillos are rather destructive, and they can carry some creepy stuff. So, you don't want them coming around if you live in the South. You don't want them coming around your house and, you know, interacting with your pets or eating the, you know, the dog food or anything like that. So guy gets out his 9mm, and he says, I'm going to take care of this. And, you know, quite frankly, in Georgia, they encourage you to take out armadillos when one is giving you trouble. Well, this is from Leesburg, Georgia. Larry McElroy took out his 9mm handgun and he shot the armadillo, and he killed it. But the bullet ricocheted off the mammal, and as you know, armadillos like possum on a half shell. You know, they have this bony exterior, and he killed the armadillo, and the bullet ricocheted off the armadillo, and then it hit a fence, and then it traveled through the back door of his mother-in-law's house and struck her. She was in the recliner, and the bullet went in the back of the recliner. Now, you imagine the path of this bullet. Off the armadillo, off the fence, through the screen door, through the back of the recliner, and into the back of the mother-in-law, who was not fatally injured, thank God. She was hurt. She was up walking around talking. I guess they took her to the hospital, had a little injury of some kind. But he shot this armadillo. That bullet traveled 100 yards. Sheriff deputies are like, well, you know, we ain't never seen nothing like that before, but I guess it can happen. Dead armadillo. There's a mark on the fence. The hole through the screen door in the back of the recliner. The evidence does point to a ricochet. Not that we have any sympathy for the armadillo, but that mother-in-law, she sure got a dang surprise, didn't she? Just an interesting story out there on the World Wide Web. So, your calls and comments are welcome. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Striped bass season opens today. And as I mentioned, main channel, of course, is the area that's open. The size limit is one, or the bag limit, creel limit is one fish. Size limit is 28 to 36 inches. Anything over 36 inches and under 40 goes back. That slot limit of 4 inches is off limits because if you listen to last week's show, you understand that they're protecting a couple of year classes in that slot. So if you catch one 40 inches or larger, you can keep it if you like, and 40 inches will qualify you for an angler award. Not only will it qualify you for an angler award, but if you release that fish, if you are a conservation-minded person, you will receive a signed certificate from the governor. It's called the Striped Bass Conservation Award. If you catch and return a 40-inch striped bass, take a picture next to the ruler and send it in, you'll receive a governor's citation. Striped Bass Conservation Award. I think that's excellent. I think that is absolutely excellent. So there you go. And along those lines, of course, we do have the Maryland Fishing Challenge. It's a free year-round tournament. It's hosted by the Maryland DNR Fishery Service. For every recreational angler in Maryland, eligible fish include all fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear, clean, fresh water of western Maryland, including more than 65 species of fish in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species. The youth division is connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. If you catch a fish of a notable specified size, you will receive your official angler award certificate, as mentioned before, and an invitation to the grand finale event in September. You get the same thing when you catch the governor's citation award fish over 40 inches. Yeah, you could win a Tracker Marine boat package, an exotic fishing vacation from the World Fishing Network, Costa gear, tackle packages from Bass Pro Shop and Bill's Outdoor Center, and much, much more. Trout season's here. Rockfish season's here. The perch run is on. The white perch run is on, by the way. And I will tell you, from the headboats on the Atlantic to the headwaters of the Clear Mountain Stream and the charter boats of the Chesapeake Bay and the private boats out there bumping around today, it's time. It's fishing time. Go fishing, man. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. And who can help you with that? I'm going to tell you. Great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, up-to-date fishing and crabbing information. It's Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. You hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. You go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay, Fishbones Bait and Tackle. That's right. Fishbones carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you will ever find. Yesterday, I talked to the manufacturer of those crab steamers, and he brought up how good of a job Fishbones does with those stainless steel crab steamers. Half bushel, bushel, and bigger than that. Call 410-360-0573. That's 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. New location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Everybody put your hats over your heart.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for the good thing he found. If she is bad, he can see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend if he put her down.
Well, Percy, I don't know if I'm sleeping out in the rain, if that's the way she says it ought to be. That ain't happening in this house, buddy. But, you know, it's okay. You know, that's what you wanted to do. Oh, I'm sorry. You shouldn't speak ill of the dead, should you? Percy Sledge assumed room temperature this week, unfortunately. He brought us a lot of hits, and he was a good guy. All right. Percy Sledge, how about that? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We anticipate your phone call here, of course, and if you can ask any question you want, I'll always have an answer for you, even if it's I don't know. So we'll We'll do that. Any fish? I challenge you to ask a fishing or hunting question that you think I don't know the answer to. How do you like that for a challenge this morning here at 5:41 in the morning on the opening day of rockfish and turkey season? Come on. 410-922-6680. Bring it. Challenge me. Come on. I'll tell you who's been doing some great turkey hunting. That's old Mark Hoke. Mark was on the air here a couple weeks ago. He's been traveling all over the country with the Wounded Warriors. I'll tell you, he's been doing a great job. Always does. That's his passion, you know, turkey hunting. And he's a great goose hunter, too. Actually, Mark, our guest here the other day, donated a great goose hunt to the to our dinner, our Maryland Hunting Coalition dinner and benefit coming up May 30th in Westminster. And he's got a little teaser. It's an envelope, a special envelope worth at least $200 in that package. So I thought that was pretty interesting indeed. So let's talk about his event, though, coming up Sunday, April 26th, next Sunday. That's a Bull Roast Banquet, supporting our Wounded Warriors, noon to 6. And the live concert then is at 6:30. It's at the Timonium Fairgrounds. That's 2200 York Road in the 4-H Hall. If you go in off York Road, that main entrance there off York Road, the 4-H Hall is on the right-hand side as you go down the hill. It's the first building on the right. Tickets $35 for single, $55 for a couple. Kids under 10 are free. It's a bull roast, a live auction, cash bar. And after the event is a Fleetwood Mac tribute band coming up. Starts at 6 o'clock. If you'd like more information and you'd like to support our Wounded Warriors, here's the number, 301-674-4234, 301-674-4234, or you can call Susan Peacock, 301-775-7738, if you would like to attend this Bull Roast Banquet to support our wounded veterans here in Maryland. And I have tickets, so here's how we're going to offer that. I'm gonna trust you. If you're a veteran from any conflict and you would like to go, any war, any conflict, and you would like to go, I have 6 tickets. I'm going to give out at least 3 sets, maybe 8. I'm going to give out at least 3 sets of tickets to anybody who calls and leaves their name, address, and phone number with Brian. Particularly want to reach out to the Vietnam Era Warriors and the Korean vets, the World War II guys. If you'd like to go and be honored at this event, we'd love to have you, and you can go as the guest of NPLB and the Outdoors and Radio Show. So you can call 410-922-6680, and we'd love to supply 2 tickets for you to go. How's that sound? All right. I did talk to some folks this week. We've got some fish runs going on. We've got some good perch runs going on. And the white perch have started to move in. A few yellow perch around yet, but not many. The hickory shad have started to move in here and there. It depends on where you go, how well you'll do. Those are the fun fish. I like to catch the fun fish. I'm not big anymore. I mean, I used to be big. I'll catch perch. I like perch. No question, no problem, and I like to catch nice-sized perch. But if they happen to be mixed in with the hickories, that's fine. But the hickory shad, man, they are so much fun, especially on fly rod. A nice little light fly rod with a weight-forward line and a shad fly on there. You get a hickory shad on the end, you will have a blast. And our buddy Dale Weinrich, fisheries biologist, who calls in from time to time, was more than glad to teach me how to do that in some of the areas we fish. So I'm looking forward to maybe this week. We'll see what my time schedule is. So, all right, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to ask a question to challenge me, you're certainly welcome to do that. It's time for me to tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop. You know, Clyde's just came through their big sale. And he said, "Yeah, what we didn't figure was, you know, Easter Sunday in there." But he said, "We did okay. It was fine." And I said, "That's great." So, look, they've got all the rockfish stuff. If you're not going out in the mad rush today, and you just want to take your time and get out there next few days, next few weeks, you can do that. Clyde's has everything you need. They'll wind the line on your trolling reel for you. They'll, you know, put whatever you want on there. They can outfit you with the big parachutes and the bucktails and the umbrella rigs. You know, they've got all that. Rods and reels from Shakespeare and Pfluger and a lot of pen reels, that's for sure. Rod and reel repairs available too. Ugly stick rods, if you like that action on that ugly stick rod. St. Croix, if you're a freshwater fisherman, nice bass rod from St. Croix. They've got them. Why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop? They've got everything. Fishing licenses, live bait, lures, hooks, lead weights, you know, perch, trout, bass, it doesn't matter. They've got the whole deal. They're open 7 days a week. Their 24-hour fishing hotline is 410-247-3474, 247-FISH. And take all major credit cards, of course. If you want to get there, it's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit Number 9. If you want to call ahead of time, 410-242-6108, ClydeSports.com is the website. Okay, do we have any callers that want to talk to us here? What? I have four pairs of tickets. Yep. So we'll give them the next, whoever calls first gets them. And I think we've got three or four people on there. So that's okay. That's good. We're more than glad to give those tickets away, that's for sure. So anyway, what do you want to talk about, folks? All right. Somebody wants to talk to me, maybe. Free tickets, everybody calls. Somebody wants to talk to me, forget it. Oh, Bob has a question. He thinks I can't answer. Let's see. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Good, good. Have you ever heard of the Lone Star Tick?
A Lone Star Tick, yes.
Well.
And we have them in Maryland.
Yes, we do, and I found out the hard way.
Ah, what'd you get?
It's a meat allergy.
Yes, correct. The tick bites you.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you can't eat red meat.
That's it. That's
yep, exactly. There's actually a new tick disease out there, too, that I read about that is very difficult to diagnose, and it's incurable.
No way. What's
absolutely. Give me a minute, and I'll try to find it. But, yeah, tell us about your experience.
Well, my first tick bites were actually in New Jersey. I got a whole load of them on my leg, and I thought they were chiggers. In October, in my backyard, I got the second tick, which I actually removed, and my wife said, "Is that a black widow tick?" And I was like, "No." She said, "Well, it's got a white spot on its butt."
Oh, boy. Yeah,
I didn't think anything of it. And a few weeks later, every time I ate meat, I broke out in hives.
And that's up.
Did
it pass?
Well, I'm hoping. I've been able to eat small quantities, but the thing that's kind of bad about it is it's a five-hour delay from the time you actually eat the meat before you actually have symptoms.
Oh, man.
And some people actually go into anaphylactic shock. So I was really lucky that that didn't occur. I got hives all over my body and itch. Now I'm taking any allergy medicine every day for the last 4 months, and I haven't had a hamburger since before Thanksgiving.
Oh, man, isn't that something?
It's terrible.
And that's
all my medicine I had to give to my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I'm keeping my hand, you know, keeping my hopes up that I'm going to get over it. And
I hope so. I'll tell you, you got to be careful with that anaphylactic shock. I had a brother-in-law who had asthma and allergies to peanuts and other things. This is with my first wife, her brother, and he passed away on a family vacation in Florida. Ate something. And the allergies started to pop up. He doesn't know if it was peanut oil in the food or whatever it was.
Right.
Walked into the hospital and didn't walk back out. He went into anaphylactic shock.
Wow.
And they hit him with the EpiPen or epinephrine, and you know, he laid down and aspirated and went into cardiac arrest. But and 4th of July was never the same after that, you can imagine. But here's what's going on with this new virus. It's called the Powassan virus, P-O-W-A-S-S-A-N. If you want to Google that, Powassan virus. Seizures, seizures, high fevers, stiff neck, and about 10% of the cases are fatal.
Wow. So
it's a rare disease. They've only seen 60 cases in the past 10 years, but it's starting to show up more and more and more. So you can be infected in a matter of minutes. Prevention prevention can be life-saving.
Hmm? Did it say what kind of tick it is?
Some ticks. No, it doesn't say whether it's a deer tick or not. So, you know, just I always recommend permethrin. You know, I was talking to a guy down at Chesapeake Outdoors yesterday who was looking for tick spray, and they were recommending the Sawyers with permethrin to him. And, you know, he said, well, how do you use it? Well, you spray it on your shoes and your boots. You don't spray it on your skin. And, I mean, your shoes and your clothing, you know.
Right.
And you can pre-treat it, just spray your clothes down, pre-treat it, let it dry, and then you can put your clothes on. But you don't want to get that stuff against your skin because it's nasty. But I'll tell you, I've had tick bites from time to time. Thank God I've not gotten Lyme disease. I've always, that I know of, because it can hide. But I've got it, you know, I've got that taken care of every time. I always go to the doctor and go on the antibiotic regimen. So.
Yeah, I never worried about ticks before. I mean, I've gotten bit by them for years and years.
Right.
The tick that bit me on the chest, the Lone Star tick, it is still it's still itchy right now. That was early October.
Oh, my gosh. Just talking about it creeps me out.
And now I'm getting ready to do some turkey hunting. I think I'm going to spray myself a little bit.
You better spray down a little bit. You should have sprayed down last night, and then when you put your stuff on, you know you're safe. So there you go.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Well, look, I appreciate you calling in about that. The meat allergy caught from a Lone Star tick, that's pretty dang amazing, man. Pretty amazing. So, all right.
Yep.
You got
Take
it.
Care.
Thanks, Bob. See ya.
Okay.
Yep, there he goes. Frank in Pikesville. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
How you doing? Good morning.
I'm good. How about yourself?
Okay. Robert E. Lee Park, Falls Road.
Yep.
When I went to Clyde's, I got a ugly stick with a Shakespeare rod.
Oh, yeah, good stuff. Yep.
You know, you give your social, and I couldn't believe that, to get a license.
Oh, yeah, that's been going on for years. Yeah.
And so they have, my question is, they have turtles, a lot of turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to get a net and scoop a turtle?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
So you're allowed.
Sorry. Nope. No turtles in Maryland. Mm-mm. Now there's some commercial market for snapping turtles, but nope. As far as recreational, no, sir.
Okay. And then, I mean, you brought up ticks.
Yeah.
You know, I go in the woods. It's very hot. I don't know how they wear, you know, clothes and all that. But yep. I wear, you know, hardly anything when you go through the woods. But one day I went to the Chinese restaurant where they had a tablecloth, and I'll be damned. I look down, and there's ticks just coming up off that tablecloth, like lots of ticks. So that was just a tick story.
You probably brought them in there. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you went to dinner, and you had ticks on your clothing, and when you sat down to eat, they started dropping off, and they were dropping on the white tablecloth.
Oh, it was kind of neat. It was kind of surreal, really.
Yeah, well, not for me.
But thanks for the bull roast, and you know, that was very nice of you.
Yep. Did you get tickets? Good.
I hope so.
All right. Well, good. Well, if you left your address, you'll get them. So,
I listen every week.
I appreciate it, Frank. Yeah. Are you a veteran?
Yes, sir. I'm a Marine. Yeah.
World War II?
No. The ASN to Vietnam.
Got it. Well, thank you for your service.
Yeah, your show is great.
Appreciate it.
You know,
we do our best, man.
Intellectual people.
We do our best.
Yeah, so, thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Fran, let me do this real quick. Let me talk about the Hobbit and Grace Decoy Museum and the decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. If you like decoy collecting or just looking at them, if you like wildlife art like I do, and I have too much of it, it's the 34th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. This year's event is Friday evening on May 1st, Saturday, May 2nd, Sunday, May 3rd. Admission's $10 for the entire weekend. Carving competitions, a silent auction, an outdoor hunting show as well, featuring community and nonprofit groups. There are more than 100 artists featuring decoys, wildlife art, photography. They'll all be on hand with hunting and fishing suppliers and guide services. The family-friendly festival has great food and lots to see and do. There's a free shuttle bus that runs between the museum, the middle school, and the activity center. You can learn about the great hunting traditions of the Chesapeake Bay at the Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum on May 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. For more information, visit decoymuseum.com or call 410-939-3739. We'll see you at the Decoy Festival. Let's talk to Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you, Alan?
I'm doing great.
I'm glad you got everything taken care of this week.
Oh, yeah. Last week, this week, I got all the medical stuff out of the way. Until next month.
Then we're... All right.
I'm good, though. I mean, I'm really good. I'm feeling fine.
You sound so energetic. You tire me out listening to all the ripping and the running you're doing.
Oh, I do. I know.
I know.
Well, I started out yesterday in Liberty Town, which is out in Frederick County, and came home, and then I had an appointment down at the Bass Pro Shops with the general manager to talk about the Hunting Coalition, and then we went down to Chesapeake Outdoors and headed north to Centerville, where I dropped off the deer, as I told you, and wound up going to Kennedyville, turned around, came back, and stopped at the Castellini Winery over there and met Mr. Castellini, and came home from there. So it was a whirlwind 12-hour day. Got home at 9 o'clock last night.
Okay.
My dog was glad to see me, too.
All right. Well, I have a challenge question for
Go
you.
Go right ahead.
Is it true or is it false? An alligator up to the 2 years old can grow the tail back.
That is a good question.
Because I know, you know, I'm hung up on that alligator meat. But anyway, see, in the back of my mind somewhere,
yeah,
I could remember somebody said they grow the tail.
Well,
I tried to check it out,
yeah.
Right? It was one source that said, but they weren't sure it was reliable, but they said that up to 2 years old, they can grow the tail back.
Let me work on that one through the break. I'll see what I can come up with. I know certain salamanders can grow their tails back, and that's actually a strategy for some snakes, salamanders, lizards, and creepy crawlers. That, you know, if some predator grabs them by the tail, that tail will break off and they can grow it back. Of course, our blue crabs will grow their legs and pinchers back.
Right.
Let me find out about the alligator.
Okay.
You stay tuned. Did you get your tickets, by the way?
Yes, I did. Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Thank you. Appreciate the support.
All right,
Fran. Have a good evening. What did I just say? Have a good evening. Fran, have a good evening. Even have a good afternoon and a good morning. Oh, my gosh. All right, folks. There's the music. We're going to take a break. I got to check on a tailless alligator, and we will be back right after the news. Get out, stay out, stay safe.